Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hello, I'm Mark London and this is the Standards Tech and Science Daily Podcast. Coming up, about those disappearing government WhatsApp messages, but first, a proposed law heralding the green light for self-driving cars on Britain's roads has been cleared in the House of Commons. MPs gave the Automated Vehicles Bill an unopposed third reading, and now the legislation is on the verge of becoming law. The bill aims to set the legal framework for the safe deployment of self-driving vehicles. Transport Secretary Mark Harper previously said rules enabling autonomous car motorists to undertake non-driving tasks will come into force from 2026. Next, a committee of MPs wants lobbying of government ministers by WhatsApp to be subject to the same transparency and record keeping as official face-to-face meetings. The Public Administration and Constitutional Affairs Committee wants informal messenger apps and other non-corporate communication channels to be blocked on official devices if bolstered transparency measures do not command public confidence. The committee launched a probe into informal lobbying in the wake of the Greensill scandal, which saw Foreign Secretary Lord Cameron, a private citizen at the time, involved in an effort by the firm to secure access to an emergency coronavirus loan scheme. In its report, the cross-party group of MPs says WhatsApp should be subject to the same disclosure regime as other forms of contact. Now, a crushed 75,000-year-old Neanderthal skull unearthed at the Shanidar Cave site 500 miles north of Baghdad by archaeologists from Cambridge University and John Moores University has been successfully pieced back together. When the skull was discovered in 2018, it had been flattened to around 2 centimetres thick by a rock fall. The skull is from a skeleton named Shanidar Z, believed to be female and aged in her mid-40s. And you can see the progress in a new Netflix documentary called Secrets of the Neanderthals. Next, it's World Password Day, and to mark the occasion, the Institution of Engineering and Technology has published a survey suggesting only 1 in 5 people in the UK can identify a secure passkey over a risky one. They found that 20% of respondents were also using the same password for multiple websites and devices, with many using pet names or a significant date, which are practices discouraged. The IET urges users to create randomly generated long, unique passwords for each website and says that in general, the longer a password is, the better. The organisation also encourages people to use a password manager, notably one that can alert you if they are involved in a data breach. Now,
come on, kitty. Come on.
That's Galina the cat happily playing back at home after using up one of her 9 lives thanks to being mailed to Amazon in a returns box. Her owner, Kerry Clark, who's from Utah, picks up the story in an interview with the Associated Press.
She loves to play in boxes. It's just like part of her personality. She just mysteriously disappeared. We had absolutely no idea what happened to her. Tons of flyers up. We contacted friends and family to help us search. We searched for a whole week. And then we got the most amazing, insane news in the entire world.
Galina's 600-mile cross-country odyssey without food and water in a shipping container ended when she was found in as good condition as could be expected by an Amazon employee.
I just couldn't even believe that she was in California. I thought it was a prank. Like, I still hard to wrap my brain around. Took the package to the drop-off without knowing that our dear cat was inside. We're just so happy to have her again. Oh my goodness.
The cat was cared for overnight by a kind-hearted Amazon colleague, taken to the vet for a checkup, and her microchip revealed Clark as the owner, who hopped on a plane to drive Galina home. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, who's beaking, please? Yes, it's parrots chatting on FaceTime. Why not hit follow? In the meantime, give us a rating.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. Research by Imperial College London suggests a diet rich in plant-based foods such as vegetables, lentils, nuts, fruit and whole grains may help to prolong the life of bowel cancer patients. A review published as four separate studies in the International Journal of Cancer suggests a plant-based diet along with an active lifestyle could potentially improve the overall survival chances of patients with the disease. A separate study published in the JAMA Network Open found men with prostate cancer who ate plant-based foods had a 47% lower risk of progression compared to those who did not strictly follow this diet. Scientists involved say more research is needed, with better designed trials and larger observational studies to improve the lifestyle recommendations for cancer survivors. Next, a University of Washington study suggests men are more likely to have health conditions leading to premature death, while women may live longer but face higher levels of illness and disability throughout life. The findings published in the Lancet Public Health Journal highlight the stark inequalities in sex-based health outcomes. And it also suggests little progress has been made over the past 30 years to bridge the gap. And finally, it's a case of look who's squawking, because parents have been taught to make video calls with their feathered friends. Research by the University of Glasgow suggests that the garrulous birds may even prefer live conversations with their peers as opposed to recorded messages, and they can tell the difference. The study with Northeastern University in the US examined the digital lives of nine parrots who spent nearly 10 hours on Facebook Messenger live video calls with other birds. The findings due to be presented at the Association of Computing Machinery's CHI conference on human factors in computing systems, with possible plans in the future, including an animal-centered internet. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Standard Podcast here in London. And we'll be back on Friday at 1 p.m. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.